The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand the use of water.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're kicking off a short series on a document that quietly guides almost every groundwater decision in the state, Bulletin 118, or California's Groundwater. If you ever wondered who draws our groundwater basin boundaries, or how we track issues like overdraft and land subsidence, it all comes back to Bulletin 118. In plain language, Bulletin 118 is California's official map and report card for what's beneath our feet, showing where aquifers are, how they behave, and how they're changing over time. The Department of Water Resources has maintained it for decades, and since the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, passed in 2014, it's become the foundation local groundwater sustainability agencies rely on to plan for the future. But here's why we're talking about it now. A brand new version of Bulletin 118 is on the way. And this update is different. It's not just a book on the shelf anymore. It's evolving into a living, data-rich platform that connects science, local management, and public transparency like never before. With interactive maps, new geophysical data, and real-time monitoring tools, the update will let communities explore their basins and see trends unfold almost as they happen. Picture this. Stand in an open field at sunrise. The soil still damp from winter rain. Beneath your boots lies a hidden reservoir. Layers of sand and clay holding water that sustain farms and families for generations. Bulletin 118 is the guide that helps us understand that hidden world. How much water's there? How fast it's changing? And what it takes to keep it healthy? That shift mattered because it helps us catch problems early, before wells run dry or the ground starts to sink. The goal is simple: better data, faster decisions, and a clear picture of what our aquifers are doing. And here in the Central Valley, that's not abstract, it's personal. Groundwater is our safety net and our workhorse. In an average year, it provides a large share of California's total water supply. In drought years, that share can double. When we overpump, we all feel it. Deeper wells, higher cost, dry domestic wells, and sinking land that can damage canals and roads. But when we recharge and manage wisely, we create resilience. More water stored underground, fewer emergencies, and more flexibility for farms, towns, and the environment. Over the next few weeks, we'll unpack Bulletin 118 one layer at a time, translating the technical into practical, because understanding what's under our feet is key to managing what's above it. So if we remember one thing from today, let it be this. Bulletin 118 isn't just a state report. It's a common map we all use to align science, local experience, and policy. When everyone's looking at the same data, we can spend less time debating the facts and more time creating solutions. Capture more stormwater, protect drinking water wells, and reduce land subsidence. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.